Mary Ann Davis. I'm the co-director of the Shepherdstown Visitor Center.
Dr. James Broomall, the director of the George Heather Moore Center for the Study of the Civil War and assistant professor of history.
Dr. Julia Sandy, associate professor in the Department of History at Shepherd University. This year, I've turned it into a group project for my Intro to Public History class. My students will be primarily focused on the Saturday of the event. They will be conducting walking tours of Shepherdstown. They will be conducting tours of the Schimmer House, where the George Heather Moore Center is located. And they will also be putting on a couple of presentations targeting families. One is a demonstration of toys from the 19th century and discussions of childhood and what that looked like in the 19th century. And the other one is a living history reenactment of how citizens in Shepherdstown would have celebrated Christmas in the Civil War era. So they are having a living history reenactment of a party in Shepherdstown, including a shadow play that uses Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's poem Christmas Bells, which was written toward the end of the war. It was kind of a pacifist poem. They're using that in their shadow play and then acting out different scenes from Shepherdstown during the Civil War. And my public history students, this really gives them some nice field experience. They have done all of the research and have written their demonstrations, written their walking tours. My walking tour students have researched the architecture of the buildings, the history of the town to give their walking tours. The living history students have researched shadow plays and what Christmas was like in the 19th century. The Civil War era is a time period where Christmas has kind of been domesticated into what we think more of as Christmas. And so their shadow play will reflect that.
So, Marianne, what else is going
Well, as
on?
We will have four scholarly events this year, as we did last year. We're very excited about that. Not only will we have scholars from Shepherd University, but also some visiting scholars we're happy to welcome. The traditional ornaments we're making are traditional German straw ornaments, which would have been used at the time. So we're very excited. We also have this year two different perspectives. Jim can talk more about the Union troops who will be occupying the town, but we'll have refugees as well who will be encamped on the grounds of McMurrin. These are people that visitors can go and talk to. The walking tours will be drop in, drop out, so that they can pick up the next tour if they're engaged with someone. So that will be something to give people a different perspective on the conflict. We also will have the town joining in with 19th century food and drink and some period music. So it's going to be a good time for families.
So you mentioned the refugees. That one caught my ear.
Yes.
What's going on in the world today? So I don't think of refugees when I think of the Civil War.
Well, perhaps you ought. There were a lot of people who were displaced by the conflict. Also, certainly late in the war, there were stragglers just trying to get by, and many of these people would raid houses, take everything they could, and women who were alone were particularly vulnerable. So in this case, we're going to have some women and children who are seeking shelter from the storm, as it were.
The Civil War is typically thought in terms of military engagements, mm-hmm. and I think this program specifically lends itself to an engagement of the front lines and the home front.
Mm-hmm.
And the two during the conflict itself can never be separated. And so some of the programming that we've created very much emphasize how these two arenas must be thought in conjunction with one another. The center is also hosting a winter encampment. The Shepherdstown Living History Association is spearheading that effort. Mike Galloway is in charge of that, that organization. He's a student here at Shepherd. And they are actually reconstructing winter quarters. So trees have been felled, logs have been split. We're going out the weekend before Thanksgiving to dig, I guess it's about an 8x6 square hole in the ground. And from there, we're going to erect together a log structure. And the idea is that on Friday, December the 4th, the kickoff event for the soldier encampment, they're going to kind of put the finishing touches on the winter quarters. And the idea is simply this. This is what a soldier's home looked like probably between the months of November and March, every year of the war, year in and year out. And these conditions were adequate, certainly, for comfort, but they are Spartan, they are uncomfortable, and it's very much going to show what the soldiers' Christmas looked like. And my talk will also talk a bit about winter quarters and how soldiers, on the one hand, took great pride in what they constructed, but on the other hand, also endured a great deal of misery because of conditions within those structures.